unfortunately, this is not the first time in the past 7 years that we have been going through a situation like this. But I have to tell you that this time is the most intense one I ever experienced. And we may even have to cut this interview in the middle if we have a siren, because this is something that is just happening many times every day. We have sirens. We have to run to a shelter to find a place to hide, wait to hear usually the interception of the rocket, or sometimes just the rocket falls somewhere, and then go back to your life. So this is our reality, and it's been like this for over 2 weeks now.
Tell me about the shelter. How far is it from where your house is?
First of all, most houses in Israel that were built after 1991 must have a shelter within the apartment or the building. I live in a home that was built in 1982, so our shelter is not in the building, it's in the yard. So we don't have enough time to run in 30 seconds, which is the time you have since the siren starts, to really get into the shelter. So what we do is we have a staircase in the house. We just stand under there and wait to hear the boom, and then we feel safe and we go back to do whatever we did before.
A lot of Americans can't even comprehend what it's like living under those situations, but you seem to be doing this for quite some time, and this is sort of a normal way of life for you.
You can't really call it normal, but it's amazing the things that you, as an adult, get to use living with. I have to tell you that my daughter, who's 12, has been staying with my relatives, my sister-in-law, near Kfar Saba, for the past 2 weeks, because as an adult, it's scary. But you can handle your fears. As a child, it's different. You just never get used to this sound or the feeling or the tension all the time. So I think that it's a little bit easier on older people, but for the children, it's a very different experience.
Do you think this will ever end, the fighting between these two groups?
You know, this is a prayer that I think every Jewish mother, when she has a son that's born, in her heart she says, oh, I wish when my son will be 18, we will have peace, and my son won't have to go to the army, which now I have a son in the army, so I'm really experiencing everything in a different way. I hope that there will be peace. I don't think it will happen, but I hope that we'll get a meaningful period of time that will be quiet. Peace is a dream. But go back to normal life with no sirens, no rockets, no terrors from Gaza, that's something that I believe can happen.
And you think it may take forever for that to happen?
For quiet, it could happen in a few weeks. For real peace, maybe in a generation or two.
Have you ever thought about leaving Israel?
No, not Israel, not Ashkelon. I wasn't born in Ashkelon. I was born in Tel Aviv, which is literally a different life now. They get a siren here and there. But it's not even a question like going through my mind. This is my home. This is where I feel is my right to live. This is where I love to live. And hard times go and disappear, and you go back to life in the place that you love, and you feel that this is your home. There is no other place for us.
Sigal Arieli, who is director of the Baltimore-Ashkelon Partnership. Of course, Ashkelon is the sister city in Israel. Thank you for joining us, and be safe.
Thank you very much.